Campus FM presents Talking Eds, a program brought to you by students from the International Masters in Adult Education for Social Change, who are studying currently at the University of Malta.
Sarah, I wanted to discuss this before. You know, John is not progressing adequately in the English class. It seems that whatever I sent to John's parents is not working. I have called them and sent them notes. Did you have a similar problem with him on the previous level of English?
Hey, Mari. Yes, actually I did. John's parents are not responsive at all. I was not able to change that much. John's language abilities are great. Only if his parents could help him and take little care, he would perform well in the class. Yet, his attitude and behavior in class has never been the best.
This conversation we just heard is about two teachers commenting on a student's performance and how the role and active participation of the parents are crucial to enhance the student's performance.
It is indeed a very interesting scenario. Make me think of the role of the adults should not be underestimated in children's learning progress.
Yes, I agree with you, Albano. This sort of relationship among students, parents, and educators happens at school more often than we think. But I would like to know how this situation is linked to adult education. Any thoughts?
The dialogue indicates only one of many aspects of the necessity of adults' awareness regarding their responsibility towards society. Through this dialogue, the two teachers are discussing about the parents' involvement in language learning, as well as we can see that the teachers are unable to solve an issue.
Perhaps there is a need of professional development as the teachers are aware about the problem, but they are lacking the tools to solve this problem, as well as the parents whom for different reasons are not or cannot involve actively in the learning process of their children.
After reflecting on this introductory section and start exploring the multiple application of adult education, it is pertinent to introduce ourselves. Welcome everyone, this is Aibano Abdurshid. I'm from Xinjiang, China. I'm Uyghur, a minority group living in northwest China. Today, we are going to introduce our new session of Talking Ed, and as many of you may know, this program is about adult education and its various aspects. Today, we have eight of us in our team representing different nationalities. We are the second cohort of Erasmus Mundus International Master of Adult Education for Social Change. Now, let's introduce ourselves to you. I'm one of your hosts for the programs we are going to present you throughout the whole semester. The reason I choose to be here in Adult Education for Social Change Master's program lies in my interest in education, which came primarily from my teaching experience. I have taken several part-time jobs as an English tutor for both adults and children. During this process, I was trained to plan lessons effectively, assign and correct homeworks proactively. My responsibilities also involve recording and assessing classes, giving feedbacks on students' learning outcomes, which greatly improved my interpersonal communication ability. Besides, educating adult learners is one important part of the educational system that has been long overlooked. But now with the development of society, an increasing percentage of adults are going back to education for various reasons. Regarding adult education area, I'm interested in topic regarding motivation of adult learners in pursuing higher education and the hope they have in the role of education. English teaching policy in different countries and intergenerational learning is also of great interest to me. Most importantly, prison education for people behind the wall is one area I want to explore. All of these topics will be presented in our following programs. So stay with us, you learn something new. Today we are going to introduce our new season of Talking Eds, and as many of you may know, this program is about adult education and its various aspects. Now we have 8 of us in our team representing different nationalities. We are the second cohort of Erasmus Mundus International Masters in Adult Education for Social Change. Now let's introduce ourselves to you.
Hello, I am Sabrina Ahmed from Bangladesh, a very small country from South Asia. I'm a student of International Master in Adult Education for Social Change program. I've been working in education sector of my country for over 2 years, where I worked with teachers, head teachers, government education officials, along with many NGOs. Quality education is an essential component to develop a country. In Bangladesh, education has always focused on children, and rightly so. However, while working with teachers and education administrators, I felt it is very important to prepare and develop these people continuously, who plays a vital role in education sector. Furthermore, in my experience, it is not only the teachers or education administrators who, in different levels, needs to be properly educated for providing quality education to children, but the whole community plays a part in it. Parents and community of a child has the lasting effect on child. So, creating awareness regarding the importance of education to these people is essential. IMS program gave me the opportunity to learn not only about the theories of adult education, but also provided us the opportunity to learn about adult education sector of many other developed countries and developing countries from the specialists who are working in those countries. Along with that, IMAS gave the opportunity to work with different communities to practically experience how adult learning occurs in formal, non-formal, and informal settings. This gave me the confidence and some knowledge to work on many topics related to adult education in Talking Ed Season 2, which we will be sharing in our future shows. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Amelia, and I'm from Canada. I, like my other classmates here, am studying adult education, and I kind of happened across this field accidentally, which I think is a way a lot of people end up in adult education. I used to really only associate adult education with higher education or universities, and didn't really see a place for me in that field. I didn't really see myself as an academic who could be teaching at a university. But I did do some teaching in elementary schools, and while I really, really enjoyed the education part of it, teaching children, well, was a lot of fun, was not necessarily for me. While I was back in Canada, I started working at an adult education center, and slowly I was exposed to the real breadth of working in adult education. I personally was doing computer literacy and technology training, but there were so many other programs that were offered at this center that really opened my eyes to how diverse this field is. I then moved on to do a bit of English teaching in Thailand with individuals who were fleeing conflict from Myanmar, and I got another experience outside of Canada into teaching in these kinds of contexts. So my goal for these programs this season is to really showcase some of the diversity in adult education and give people an idea of how this field may be able to reframe their own professional field or personal experience so that they can continue to develop themselves.
Greetings to all our audience. I am Dania Castillo from Honduras. Few people know about it, but you can find my country located in the heart of the Americas. We are a multicultural country with different languages spoken. Spanish is our official language, but there are speakers of ethnic groups where their language is widely spoken, such as Miskito and Garifuna. Previously, before starting this interesting program, I realized that there were different activities I was involved in where adult education was developed, in informal or non-formal settings. Some years ago, I had the chance to work in informal setting in a project that combined arts and traffic education. I also studied drama, and it was just before getting to this program that I noticed that teaching and learning through drama was possible. Taking this into account, I volunteered in diverse areas. For instance, as an interpreter in medical brigades for rural communities in my country. I also did community arts, like taking performances to the National Hospital and organizations of citizens with special needs in my city. I have always felt very passionate about combining arts and education. Lately, I was using drama in teaching of English as well. I taught English in the language center of my university in Honduras, Universidad Nacional Pedagógica Francisco Morazán. When teaching there, I got interested on teaching adults. My experience was not the same anymore because I was teaching in a formal setting, and I realized that I lacked theories, perspectives, methodologies on teaching adults. At the same time, the social change component of this program encouraged me greatly because it encloses so much from my previous experience, which I would like to reinforce and expand. Mostly, the how to promote social change and the possible pertinent ways to do it is what I find in this program very valuable, without any doubt. Currently, the topics I found very interesting and I would be part throughout this new series are going to be arts, brain drain, NGO, prison education, and senior citizens. All these topics, of course, develop into the adult education field. I hope our audience enjoys this new series with us. Muchas gracias.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mari from Georgia. My previous experience is related to education of young and older adults, and I'd like to focus on my two previous jobs. I've been working at international non-governmental organizations. The first program I was working was in the shelter with mothers and babies, and this was a part of adult education. My main responsibilities were professional orientation for women in the shelter so that they were ready to have some professions and could find a job after leaving the shelter and live independently. Another important and inspiring experience for me, which is like directly connected to education of young people, there was being a facilitator of international program. The main aim of the organization was integration of ethnic minorities through non-formal education. And the topics we were covering were democracy, active citizenship, identity issues, and so on. My favorite part that I want to talk about was the praxis. After working on those topics, young people would go to their communities and implement voluntary projects about different social problems. And at the final step of the program, participants were reflecting on their projects, what they learned, what was important, what they would like to change, and so on. So this was the aspect that I think is very important in education, because praxis and action and reflection is a constant basic of our development. So regarding my motivation, why did I choose this program? There was actually several reasons. First of all, the social problems happening almost in all over the world are things that really matters for me, and I feel responsible to take my part to make this world more peaceful. So I think that at some point you also feel that this what you are doing is not enough and you want to do some more. Apart from that, I have realized that I need to develop theoretical knowledge in order to make some sustainable change. So more specifically, I mean that I was interested in political aspects of education and how political awareness is crucially important for sustainable social change. So we all know that right now we live in the era when we need more direct and confident actions to deal with this complicated system. Based on my interests I've just mentioned, my main focus in this season would be mostly connection of all the topics to the global aspects and political dimension of education. So more specifically, I mean, I will talk about with my classmates about critical pedagogy, its main principles, values, hope, and utopia.
Hello from me, I'm Irini. I'm originally from Greece, and I'm really glad to be part of this international group, and I can't wait to explore different aspects of adult education with you, our listeners, and the rest of my classmates. So my background is in primary school education, where I have worked in Greece for various schools. What I saw is that I couldn't make a complete impact on the children's life unless we involve the parents, and usually the parents are the ones that appear to be an obstacle in their children's education. Even though we tried hard and we developed curriculum and activities to maximize the impact we had on a child's life, if we didn't bring the parent along in this journey, then we couldn't actually reach our full potentials. So this was the reason I actually decided to expand my knowledge and join this international master in adult education, because as Dania said, I was lacking on the methodology, the knowledge and the background information I needed to have the authority and to have the expertise to involve the parents and explain to them and involve them and make them part of the school community. So my passion is gaming and game-based learning. I believe that fun and learning can be and should be on the same page of education, and we can use them to explore all of the aspects of the educational spectrum. I believe that new technologies and gaming should be part of the curriculum and should be developed. So this is my passion, and this is what I will try to discover during this master program and try to find all the possible implementations to achieve the best result for our students. Thank you, and I'm happy to be part of the team.
Hello, my name is Yuna Park from South Korea. I'm really happy to join this program. So as I've been working elementary school teachers for 3 years, I started hold TEDx local community-based event to promote the idea worth spreading and lessons worth sharing. So it led me to see how facilitated the further discussions of adult education at local level. So face and numerous others from different backgrounds, for example, teachers, parents, policymakers. It was a great motivation to keep moving on to work for adult education field. So it worked as an organic way of non-formal learning to empower local communities to be creative and also be responsible as a global citizens. After that, I had an opportunity to organize international conference for 6,000 audiences by researching UNESCO World Document Heritage, which is called SIGGI. And I learned how to use academic knowledge for more intellectual adult levels. And then I moved to media startups and also working for a major newspaper company in South Korea. And I could gather and analyze data information through interview related to media covering sustainability or corporation social responsibility. So through this experience, I planned and operated numerous events based on the online contents to ensure a cohesive community between reader and authors, and also provided daily, weekly, monthly reports that outline progress of our building and offline communities. So based on these experiences, why I chose this Campus FM is that I believe that as adult educators, what we ought to strive for is that someone who shows the way forward and someone who can lead others by example. Thank you.
Hello everyone, this is Yumi from China, and I have to admit that the initial reason for me to choose this course is because I can go to different places to study. Personally, I'm very interested in cross-cultural communication, so the mobility is the main attraction to me. And I didn't connect my interest with adult education at first, but after I started this course, I realized that adult education is a much wider field than I expected, and I can actually concentrate on one particular direction and in the big theme of adult education. So before I came here, I was studying English language and literature, and I was also teaching English in a Chinese education organization named New Oriental. So in the later episodes, I'm willing to offer my experiences about teaching English as a second language, and also my ideas about cross-cultural communication through media and technology nowadays. I would also like to discuss with my colleagues about some of my questions regarding to adult education. For example, why there are so many people working in this field, and what are they expecting from adult education? What kind of role is adult education playing in society, and if it's actually going to tackle any social issues, and so on. So I'm not really expecting we can answer those questions and actually solving those existing social issues in this program. But I hope what we're going to talk about in the later episodes can offer our audiences a different perspective to view the world and maybe inspire you to some extent. Thank you very much.
Welcome back. It is Talking Ed, presented by iMask. Earlier, the team members gave a brief introduction of themselves and talked a little bit about their perception of the program. Now, let's move on to the next section. Here, we are going to introduce the iMask program.
Firstly, it is important to know the aims of our master's program. The International Master in Adult Education for Social Change is designed for students with diverse prior knowledge and interests. Students are encouraged to develop their understanding of adult education from an international perspective and with a focus on social change.
Another important aim is a concern about social inequality and a belief that adult educators can contribute to social change based on smart, sustainable, and inclusive growth in the driving force behind the creation of the International Master in Adult Education for Social Change.
Regarding this program, this is an international consortium composed of four European universities and an Asian university. This is a 2 year master program which is hosted by University of Glasgow, partnering with University of Malta, Tallinn University, and the University of Cyprus. Another highlights of this program are optional summer opportunities. For instance, peace and sustainability studies in University Sains, Malaysia, an internship opportunity in UNESCO.
The most interesting thing about this program is the three placements in three countries, which gives the students a unique chance to interact and understand people from different cultures and their view about different aspects of life. Since the program emphasizes on social change, it also provides the chance of getting involved with the society. Now let's hear what the IMAS program coordinator, Dr. Bonnie Slade, has to say about the program.
My name is Dr. Bonnie Slade. I'm a senior lecturer in adult education at the University of Glasgow, and I'm the program director for the Erasmus Mundus International Master in Adult Education for Social Change. Globally, societies are encountering increased social and economic polarization. While global elites are becoming wealthier, the majority of the world experiences poverty, lack of access to education, displacement due to war and environmental degradation, and labor market exploitation. IMASC is unique in its focus on adult education for social change in a global context. It's a groundbreaking Erasmus Mundus joint master's degree that engages with and responds to key issues of our time, such as social inequality, migration, intercultural cooperation, and employability. A distinctive feature of this program is the connection between theory and practice, gained through mandatory mobility periods in Scotland, Malta, and Estonia.
Now, Dania is going to ask few questions to Zareen Akhtar from Bangladesh, who is in her last semester of this program and working on her dissertation in University of Glasgow.
Zareen, why are you in the IMASC program?
Basically, I wanted to join IMASC program to explore new things and share knowledge within an international learning platform, so that I can't really exchange the experience from other countries' perspective.
How was your learning experience in the IMAS program?
I found it really very interesting, because the most interesting part is that in IMAS program, I had the opportunity to share the learning experiences among our classmates. So I feel every person is unique and everyone has expertise on different fields, and in IMAS program I got the opportunity to share learning experience from different countries' context and different fields of adult education. So it's helped me to enrich my knowledge, and it also enriched my analytical power. So, yeah, I really like this kind of experience from IMAS program.
What are your future plans after this program?
It's a really, very tough question to answer, but still I'm trying to give the answer. I think still now I'm an infant in the knowledge sea, and I have just started learning how to swim in this knowledge field or knowledge sea. So in future, I'll try to gather more experiences and learning by doing more research in the field of adult education. So I might try to do more research on adult education field by applying for a PhD or maybe working in some research organization. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Zareen, for sharing your thoughts about your wonderful eye mask journey. And now over to you, Sabrina.
Earlier, we gave a full picture of IMAS program and we had words from our coordinator, Dr. Bonnie Slade, as well as a testimony from a first cohort student. Now we are going to give you a sneak peek of some of the future program of the season.
And to do so, we will prepare you for the next themes on the agenda. This series will discuss themes as media, migration, language, NGO sector, adult education in formal and non-formal settings.
What are you going to discuss about the topics? Would you like to elaborate?
Naibanu, actually, we will discover more about the topics as we go on with our shows.
Thank you, Dania. It is time to finish this introductory program by sharing our concluding thoughts about today's show.
Yes, Sabrina. As educator-to-be, there is a lot we can learn and reflect on in the subject. Adult education nowadays has been recognized as a critical element in addressing challenges regarding to employment, research, and innovation. With this influential potential of adult education in mind, we hope we can make small contribution in this field, or hopefully even in a bigger context.
Thank you, Aibanu. But also we can add that today we learned that adult education goes beyond theory, and we can see it on daily basis situation as the dialogue of today. Adult education can help to educate adults in different ways, as educators, parents, just to mention some. In case you still feel curious about the IMAS program, I would like you to remind you of our IMAS webpage as a future reference. Please get more details about it at www.gla.az.uk/postgraduate/erasmusmundus/imask/.
Thank you, Dania and Aibanu. I'm sure our listeners got some information about IMAS program and what we might do in our future programs. We have reached to the end of our show, but before ending our show, I have a question for our listeners. So, the question is, do you think community arts and theater can contribute to adult education for social change? We will be exploring that in our next show. With that, me, Sabrina, Aibanu and Dania saying our goodbye for the day. And grazie Hafna for listening to us.
Grazie Hafna.